Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, Bob. By the time you and I are together again without a guest, it's going to be 1 o'clock. This is incredible.
That's right. We got back-to-back hour-long guests.
Two of the finest football guests in the free world, I might add. The Hokinator, Dr. Hokenstein, Chris Hoke first, and then the big boy, Mark Cabali, at noon. Hokey, what a man you are. I'm curious, and Happy New Year. I'm curious.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, man. Where you were, who you were watching with, and how are you reacting emotionally during that fourth quarter the other day?
We know it was a lot of fun. Usually I'm sitting in that conference room down at KDKA, right, Pomp, and just all by myself. And there was not a lot of excitement, just me just watching the game and trying to analyze it and think through everything.
That can always
this
be
Sunday
a good
night,
television show in and of itself, you know, just sitting there.
Yeah, no, honestly, I sit there. And Pomp, you never watch me that much, but like when you watch me, I'm upstairs. But when I'm downstairs during commercial, I'm walking in circles, getting my steps in like you. I see Pomp Starkey. I watch Pomp at halftime getting his steps, walking up and down the stairs.
Yeah.
We're all doing the same thing.
We sit a lot, right?
We sit a lot.
Yeah, he was just stretching in the hallway here. I caught him. Remember, Bob?
Yeah, I remember.
That's why Pomp looks the way he does, right? Yeah. That's why he is a model.
I'm like that old shoe that the caller called earlier. Need a little resoling.
Yeah, but Sunday night I was with at home, just sitting in my warm, comfortable chair, sitting with my boys, Nate, who was at BYU, he's back there, and then Lincoln, the one who just graduated enrolling in Pitt on Monday. Man, it was crazy. And then my daughter, my 14-year-old daughter, was there watching it with us. She was back and forth, you know. It was incredible, man. I tell you, Starkey, watching that game with my boys, who are lifelong Steeler fans. I mean, they grew up loving the Steelers because I played. And they just to carry it on they were going crazy. I had never cheered like that. I don't think ever. They had me jumping up and down and dancing and all that stuff.
That's great. Bob?
Yeah, it was awesome.
I mean, it really was. I mean, the problem we had, you know, we have to go on live after this is all done. And we're running up and down trying to get everything together live. And what happens is you don't want to take yourself away from the viewing, right? Because if you do, you're going to miss something significant. And in this case, it came right down to that final kick, which was just stunning. I still can't believe he missed it just because he's been so good at that. But that goes to show you, Chris, those kickers have a unique pressure, don't they? I mean, that's a job that, man, you got to have ice water. You may not be called upon the whole day. And then all of a sudden with a game on the line and you have all those people on your sideline who you're representing with your foot.
Yeah.
You got to make it. Yeah. It's hard.
And you better have a good relationship with the rest of the players, because if you miss a kick like that, man, I mean, they're going to hold you to count, you know. And the reality is you have one job to do. And that's to kick extra points and kick field goals. And, you know, there's a lot of times when we look at those kickers during training camp, right, and we're out of Latrobe. I remember when I was playing, and it was 100-plus heat index, and we were sweating our tails off. And then we'd see the kickers walking off the field halfway through practice, heading off to the fishing hole, right? And we'd be sitting there busting our tails working. But those kickers made kicks, and that's okay as long as you as long as you make those big kicks, man. And the pressure is real. It's thick. And that's why those guys are one of 32 people that are in the NFL, right? And at the highest level, because they're the ones that can take the pressure and kick them. And, man, listen, I know you don't want to feel bad for the guy because you're a Steeler fan, but you even saw it when Harbaugh was walking into the tunnel, came up behind him. The guy was crying and had his hands on his chin strap on his helmet. And Harbaugh came up and put his arm around him. But it's just, it's a tough one when it comes down to that and you miss that kick that has become so routine. Yeah. Those 40 to 50 yard kicks now have become so routine. When I was playing, it was like 50-50 over 40 yards. I remember Cowher saying that, 50-50. Now it's routine, 40 to 50.
Yeah, he hadn't missed one of those all season. But you mentioned Harbaugh. What do you think of the big story in the NFL, Hokie, which is the firing of Harbaugh? What's your take?
Well, first of all, I thought, would this have been the same result for us if he would have made that kick? Mm. Would it have been Tomlin who have gotten fired? Or Tomlin who said, it's time for a change of voice, a change of direction. I don't know. And luckily, we're not in that situation. And Tomlin did what Tomlin always does. Got us back in the hunt, got us into the playoffs. And so I just think that it's a tough deal, right? I mean, I can see how they would want a change of direction, change of voice. But when you look at guys, when you look at what Harbaugh has done, I mean, listen, in 18 years, 180 wins, 13-11 in the playoffs, won a Super Bowl, 12 playoff appearances, 6 AFC North titles, and 4 AFC championship appearances. That's a resume. That's a Hall of Fame resume. And it's tough to get rid of a guy like that. But then I think on the flip side, you think of teams that got rid of Hall of Fame coaches, like the Andy Reid in Philadelphia, and he went to Kansas City and it worked out, and other guys that have done that, and they go somewhere else and they get a fresh start. And I think the Ravens are going to be successful. Let me tell you why. They have a winning formula, and it's very similar to the Steelers' formula. And so I think that the Ravens aren't going anywhere, no matter who comes in.
That's interesting. And I wonder about this next hire down there, who it might be and what they're going to be looking because obviously Lamar Jackson's a big part of what they do, and he's the guy who you want to ride with. And apparently there was some friction there. So I would imagine they may be looking at an offensive coach somewhere out there who's available. Although, some of these defensive guys have had success as head coaches, not many recently. Do you think they'll go offense or defense in terms of the next guy they hire?
I think, listen, they're going to surprise you. I mean, remember, Harbaugh came in as a special teams coach. He wasn't either. Remember,
Tom? Right.
And I found it interesting. You alluded to this in your comments leading up to your question. After the game, they asked Lamar Jackson if he wants Harbaugh back or some kind of question that asked that thing. And he didn't answer. He didn't respond, Pomp. He just said, "Man, we just lost. You're asking me this question. We just lost." He was not forthcoming. And it, to me, it was telling, because if you really wanted that coach back, you'd say, of course. So to me, without an answer, he answered the question. And you're right. I think there was some friction there. The reality is, you bring an offensive coordinator in, you're going to have to understand that Lamar Jackson is an MVP quarterback, but he's not a pure thrower. He's not like you go out and you get a guy to bring a guy in for Caleb Williams, who's a pure thrower, or you're going to draft a guy. I know Sean Payton went to Denver before Bo Nix got drafted, but you got Bo Nix there now with a guy who can throw the football, and that's what he does. And so you got to find a guy who's unique that can work with both what Lamar Jackson does with his legs when he's healthy and throwing the football. And the Ravens are like the Steelers. Let's run the football, man.
Chris Hoke, Super Bowl champion. He is on our YouTube channel right now. You can take a good look at him. There he is, right in between Bob and I. We look like the Brady Bunch up there, Bob, don't we?
That's right.
Which one are you, Joe?
I'm Peter.
Okay.
You're Greg. You're the oldest. And then there's
I am. I'm the oldest.
And then there's Bobby. All right. Hokie, yes, he knows what it's like to win it all. You can watch us, subscribe to our YouTube channel, get there through 93.7thefan.com or go straight to YouTube. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Hotline brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Do you remember Alice from the Brady Bunch,
yes,
guys? Was she married? Was she married, Hokie? Do you remember?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Maybe.
I thought she had a boyfriend on the show.
We never saw him.
Limits, can you look up the cast of Brady Bunch?
I don't think she was married. She may have had a boyfriend.
I think I remember somebody on the show that she'd bring into the house, but that's beside the point, Hokie. What a game it was. What's the number one reason in your mind that the Steelers won this game? Obviously, aside from the missed field goal. What brought them to victory here? And who?
Their ability to dominate on third down, which allowed them to control the time of possession. And to me, that's the story of the game, right? They were 9-for-16 on third down.
Big.
And 56%. That's huge. And that allowed them. We talked all season about the Steelers. They need to improve in time of possession. They need to control the clock. What allows the defense to play better because they're more rested, allows them to dictate what's going to happen in the game. And so really the reality is that they, in the second half, won the time of possession 21 minutes to 9 minutes. That's huge. In a game like this, to be able to keep the Ravens offense off the field, For
one of the reasons for that was also they had quick strike touchdowns. They didn't need to have there was like 3-play 71.
No, but in that third quarter though, Pomp, right? They had that three and out, but they had that batted ball by Cam Hayward and interception by T.J. Watt. And really, that was they came out in the second half. And I always say this on the post game show with you, Pomp, that the most important drives are the starting drive in the first quarter and the starting drive in the third quarter. And the Ravens came out and they drove the ball down the field and scored in that first quarter, and really didn't have a touchdown until the fourth quarter. But the Steelers came out at the start of the third and went 10 plays down the field, and scored, and 10-12. That allowed them to control the clock, time of possession, converted some big third downs, and that put them on their heels and tied the ball game up. And then they got an interception right after that. And they went down there and they scored a field goal. And so they were up 13-10 before Ravens could really even blink.
Just as a matter of etiquette here, I need to answer that question. Alice, Bob, and Chris, you should have known, was married to Sam the Butcher.
I don't even remember Sam the Butcher.
You don't? Do you, Hokie?
No.
Yeah. Well, I guess he
was. No, but I love going to a butcher shop, so I would have liked him.
I know you do.
I like going to get meat down at Salem's.
Throw that raw meat to the defensive guys. Look out.
Hokie, this defensive line, the position closest to your heart is just wrecking people right now. I want to talk about the marvel that is Cam Hayward. I can't believe this, that someone whose body has been through what he's been through is still able to do what he's doing. I'm not sure he's ever played better. Talk about him for a minute.
Well, he works really hard in the offseason. He really trains hard. He takes care of his body. Coach Tomlin talked about yesterday in the press conference how Cam was already there doing rehab, maintenance on his body. So he is very, very thorough in preparing his body each week for the season. Plus, the guy is just a technician. I've talked about this many, many times. Cam Hayward, there's nobody in the NFL that plays better technique than Cam Hayward. Mm. He learned that when he was a young guy, and he's carried that on. And now as you get older and you slow down just a little bit, you've got to lean on your understanding of the game. Your technique, right? Understanding angles. Football is a game of angles, and football is a game of numbers. Understanding where the numbers are, understanding where they can and can't run the football, understanding if they're going to run the ball to your side, they got to block down. All those little things that Cam has learned over the years, just like Aaron Rodgers, right? He doesn't have the speed. He doesn't have the ability athletically that he used to have, but he still can play the game at a high level because he understands the game at a level that very few people do. And Cam's at that level as a defensive tackle. And so that's why he's – and the defensive line, you talked about this. The defensive line played lights out. And listen, I've been pretty critical of these guys, especially Keanu Benton. Keanu Benton tries to make a lot of plays instead of just playing technique. He's making plays, and he needs to continue to work on that because he has a tendency to get back to trying to just get high and try to make plays and get some tangled up a little bit. But he's making a lot of plays. He's playing good technique. These defensive linemen stayed on their feet. That was the biggest thing that stood out to me. I've watched the game 3 times since Sunday night. And as I've watched this, what I've noticed is they were well prepared. They knew where the ball could go and where the ball couldn't go. You saw very few D linemen that were on the ground. They were on their feet. They were reading the down blocks. They were reading the reach blocks. They knew where the angles were coming from, how they had to block them in order to create leverage. They were beating those blocks cross and face. I was really impressed at their preparation and how they played in this game.
I think that Cam Hayward influence is significant. You know, I really do. Huge. Just by watching. You don't even have to – I'm sure he advises them. They talk. He offers up what he can to make those guys better. But I also think when you start seeing guys run down the field the way those two younger guys have done, you know, making tackles 10, 12, 15 yards down the field, all they have to do is watch 97, and he does it every game. He never gives up on a play because you just don't know how it's going to work.
There's no question that a guy like Cam rubs off on the young fellas. I remember playing, and James Ferrier was that guy that Coach Tomlin would always say to the young fellas, hey, if you want to be in this league for 10-plus years, look what James Ferrier does. Follow James Ferrier. Watch what he does in his preparation, how he takes care of his body, how he practices, how he plays on Sunday. And I guarantee you that Coach Tomlin is saying the same thing to his young D linemen. If you want to be in this NFL for 10, 15 years, do exactly what 97 does, right? And Cam runs the football, not just in the games. He runs the football in practice. So it's second nature. It's just a muscle memory. And that's why he's so good, because he doesn't just show up on Sundays and play, because it would be impossible. He does it every single day in practice. And you're seeing the young fellas now follow suit.
All right, Hokie. What do we have here? I know a great defense in the Texans, but I think an offensive line that's sticking to our topic right now can be had. I think the Steelers can dominate this game up front defensively. What do you see when you watch tape here?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to establish the running game. And there's no question about it. And I know it hasn't been an emphasis for them. They've run effectively. They ran the ball for almost 5 yards a carry against the Ravens last week. But they have to be able to establish the run. If they think they're going to throw the ball 2-1 past the run, they're going to get annihilated, because these guys are going to pin their ears back. They're going to come off the ball. Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter. I mean, these two are legitimate bona fide pass rushers, edge rush guys. And so if you don't get them on their heels a little bit and you take the fight to them, they're going to crush Aaron Rodgers. And so to me, you got to get these offensive linemen leaning heavy, coming off the ball, still in some of the grass of the Texans, and establish that physical game. Kind of like they did at times in the Ravens game, not as much as I'd like, but at times.
I was talking mostly about the other side of the ball, though, how Houston's offensive line seems very vulnerable. What do you think of them?
I think that the Steelers, if they play like they played against the Ravens, if they played physical like the Ravens, they're going to have no problem controlling this Texans offensive line. They're not known as a running team. Listen, their offense is 18th in the NFL. It's middle of the road, right? They're number 13 in terms of scoring offense. C.J. Stroud is playing good football. He's not playing great football, but he's playing good. He's a good manager of the game right now. I think he's still one of the young, up-and-coming great quarterbacks, but not there yet. But I think that they don't have a bona fide running back. Woody Marks has run the ball decent, but not good enough. I mean, 3.6 yards a carry. They thought that Chubb was going to be their guy. He wasn't. So the running game is not incredible. I think the Steelers can get after this offensive line and really shut down this offense if they play like they played against the Ravens.
Who is the biggest guy to worry about on their offense? I mean, the easy answer to me is Nico Collins, but they have that tight end who I think always presents problems matchup-wise in the secondary down the field, and he's not shy about going to Dalton Schultz. I think 80-some catches this year, something of that nature. So is he the big guy, and who has that responsibility?
Well, I think you're going to see Patrick Queen on him. I think you'll see a little bit of Jalen Ramsey on him, and then you'll go from there. But here's the issue that I see. If they put too much attention on Nico Collins, he has over 1,100 yards receiving this year, and you let Schultz just go, I think the Steelers are going to struggle to cover him. They've got to be on their keys. They can't give up these big, over 30, 40-yard touchdown passes. They can't make those mental errors in a game like this, especially playing against a defense like this. I don't think the Steelers are going to be able to score enough points if they give up like they did against the Ravens, three big chunk touchdowns. So they have got to line up, and they've got to play integrity football across the board. And don't put too much emphasis on Nico Collins, because then you're going to open up the middle of the field, and that's when he'll go to Schultz.
Chris Hoke, Super Bowl champion.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Bob, did you steal my glasses?
No, I thought they were on your head, but they weren't. They were there momentarily, so it can't be too far.
Hokie's got them.
There they are. Hokie is at home, I presume, on video here. You can catch that on YouTube. You should be watching us on YouTube. The numbers there are just skyrocketing right now. Anyway, Hokie, let's go through the playoffs. Let's start with the first game on Saturday. It's a huge line. The Rams favored by 10.5 over the Panthers, who beat the Rams, to their credit. How does this game go?
I think the Rams, to me, are one of the teams ever to go to the Super Bowl. So I have to go with the Rams in this game. I think Carolina, I love the steps that they made this year. I think they're going to be a player in the NFC for a while. But I really like Rams in this game.
Bob, you agree?
Yes, because I think the Rams are just a superior team to them. I think that's a classic back into the playoff scenario where you lose to the team you wanted to beat on Saturday because a three-way tiebreaker occurred because Atlanta beat New Orleans. All of a sudden, you're in. No, the Rams are a much better team. I would expect Puka Nacua, who had 129 catches on the season, to have 128 on Sunday.
Yeah, they're going to go crazy.
But I do like Carolina. I mean, I know that has nothing to do with the game. I like Carolina. I think they're trending in the right direction.
Yeah.
And I really like Bryce Young did this year and this team, and I think that they're going to have a lot of good years ahead of them.
The Fighting David Teppers. Meanwhile, the night game is a banger. Green Bay at Chicago, and Bob just told me, and I agree, that he was shocked when the line came out, and it's Green Bay minus Micah Parsons, of course, favored by 1.5 in Chicago. What do you make of that, Hokie?
I don't get that. I don't get that at all. I think Chicago is the better team. I think it's going to be a hard-fought game, but I think it's at home. Chicago, I like Ben Johnson, the coach. I like Caleb Williams, the way he's playing. The defense is playing good football, and so – the only thing that gives me pause a little bit and is that they've lost two games in a row, the Bears. But then you look at that on the flip side, the Packers have lost four. They haven't won. And so this is going to be a hard-fought game, but I picked the Bears.
I'm just surprised, you know, without Micah Parsons, that they would be favored away from home. I think their defense has not been very good. And I know in the last game against the Ravens, They ran the ball 36 times with Henry. It looked like Green Bay wasn't in the mood to tackle anybody that night. And maybe they had reason to think that because they had their fate already sealed about where they're going to play and what seed they would be. But, man, their defense of late has not been very good. And I think the Bears' run game, Menangase specifically, is one of those guys, a young kid who's just ripping things up. They have a good backfield.
You know, Bob, do you think our friend Guy LaFleur is in trouble if Green Bay loses? He should. I don't think he should be.
I don't either, but he might be. But I don't think
Who knows in this day of the NFL coaching carousel either, man? I mean, you just don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes some NFL coaches, not like the Rooneys, where they're patient and they like the idea of being in the playoffs every year. Some, if you don't win it, a lot of coaches are moving on.
All right, Sunday.
I mean, owners.
Sunday at 1 p.m., Hokie, and the Steelers could face either one of these teams in the next round if they win, depending on how other things shake out. Buffalo at Jacksonville. Who's going to win that one?
Well, listen, Jacksonville's really surprised me this year. The way they're playing the game, the way that Trevor Lawrence is playing. But I have a hard time going against Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. I understand their defense is playing average. But Josh Allen in the playoffs, especially the wild card round, I have a hard time voting against him. So I'm going with the Buffalo Bills.
Bob?
I would agree with that sentiment, but I do think the Jags are a really good team, especially at home. The way they're playing, Trevor Lawrence needs to have one of these kinds of games, you know, where he just plays a tremendous game against the Bills defense, which I don't think is very good. So I'll take the Jags in that game. I think they're going to win, even though I think Josh Allen could be there in a super cape and lead them to a win.
Next up on Sunday is San Fran at Philly, and I feel like, Hokie, that Philly's just been waiting. And they know what time it is. They know it's playoff time. And how would you like to go into a playoff game with Hurts, Barkley, Brown, and Smith as your top four offensive weapons? Man, that would be nice.
Sure, but can Hurt get the ball to those guys? I like the Niners here, Starkey, even though with that buildup. I just think I do. I like the Niners. I think that they have a really good offense. They lost last week in a hard fought game against the Seahawks, but I think the Seahawks are legit at 14-3. I see the Niners going in there and beating the Eagles on wild card weekend.
Holy ostrich.
They have
milk,
so many
Bob.
Injuries. I just can't get past that. I just can't.
Who's going to win this game? I think the Eagles.
I think the Eagles are.
By 10?
Yeah. I don't know about that, man. Wow. But the 49ers. That,
man. I'm telling right now, the Niners are going to, their offense is elite, and I think they can score with anybody. I know that Eagles have a good defense. Especially
yeah, but their offense, which was elite, got totally shut down at home to the point of 3 points last week by Seattle. They had no chance against that team. And I think the Eagles' defense can be that good, too.
Okay, is there a person behind you?
Is that your son laying
on the
couch?
That's a fat head of my son, Lincoln. That's
my God, I thought that was real. Didn't you, Bob, look behind
well,
Hokie?
I thought he was like Austin Bechtel looking for some airtime, you know, trying to get on there.
I thought he was just transfixed with the sight of Bob Pompiani.
I thought it was real.
It does.
Wow.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
Absorbs everything Chris does, so that wouldn't surprise me if you're sitting back there.
No, he does.
Unbelievable.
But I'm telling you guys, I just think that this is going to surprise some people. I think the Niners are going to go in there and take this game. I think last week there was something to the fact that I don't know if they, you know, the Seahawks are good. They're really good. They might be the best team in the NFL, but I don't think the Eagles, I think it's a down year for them, even though they have a good record. To me, they just don't look like the Eagles of old.
All right, and then the night game on
Joe
Sunday.
Joe loves this game. He absolutely loves this game.
Is Justin Herbert against Drake May in Foxborough. The Patriots are back under Mike Vrabel. Who wins this one, Hokinator?
Well, it's going to be a much harder game than people think. I think a lot of people are going to take the New England Patriots, and I will too. But the reality is that Harbaugh, both brothers are good coaches, man. The teams are always fundamentally sound. They're well-prepared. This is going to be, again, another hard-fought game. I'm excited to watch this, but I think the Patriots are going to win this game at home. It's going to be cold. Probably not as cold as it could be, but it's going to be cold, and the Chargers don't like that. So
here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
I take the Patriots.
I'm taking the Chargers, Bob. You?
I know you love the Chargers. Wow. You think Justin Herbert's going to do what, you know, Josh Allen is capable of doing. We'll see. Their offensive line is so banged up. I love the Patriots' defense. And I think Drake May is for real. So I think a close game, but I like
New England. I do too.
I think this is going to be a wild one. All right, Hokie. And then there's a little game Monday night right here at Acrisure Stadium. It used to be that home playoff games were a rite of passage around here. Now they haven't played a home playoff game since Mulsey had hair. This is their first one since, I think, Blake Bortles, right, Bob? Oh, no, the Browns.
The Browns, but that was
first
kind
one
of
with a crowd.
2020, yeah. That was a COVID one.
First one with a crowd in a long time. Who wins, Hokie? What's the score, and who's the MVP?
Oh, wow. I believe that this game is going to be a back-and-forth game, but it's going to be a back-and-forth defensive battle. I think that the Steelers defense is going to rise up and play well in this game. I think that the Texans obviously are going to play well in this game at top, you know, the number two scoring defense in the NFL. I believe that the Steelers are going to win this game 17-14. And to me, that's a low scoring game, but you know, right there, that's a good, sounds like a good sweet spot to me. But it's going to come down again to the fourth quarter. I think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers driving the Steelers down the field in the latter portions of the fourth quarter to win the game. It seems like he didn't do that against the Browns, but the magic that we saw on Sunday night, I think we're going to see it again on Monday Night Football in Acrisure Stadium. The Steelers have not lost on Monday Night Football in 33 years. Might be 31, over 30 years they haven't lost at home, 33 in Monday Night Football. So I believe that the Steelers will take this one in a very tight game.
One of the things that stands out, Hokie, and I wonder if you think there's anything to it, because obviously the casts change over the years, but the Texans have never won an outdoor playoff game. They're 0-6. What do you make of that? When you played indoor-outdoor football, is there a huge difference? Is there something to that?
There's a little bit different, but not so much that I'd say that it'd be a winning edge. I mean, yeah, their home games are on turf, but they've all played on grass. If you're weather, then I would buy into that. But to me, it's just coincidence, I believe. Here's an interesting stat, though, is, you know, people talking about the Texans, people talking about the Steelers, people down on the Steelers because, they have winning seasons, but you know what? They're not winning the first round of playoffs. You know, there's only six teams in the NFL that have made the playoffs 3 years in a row, the last 3 years. There's only six teams. Steelers and Texans are two of them, right? Then you have the Bills, the Eagles, and the Rams. The Steelers are one of six teams. The Texans are one of six teams in all 32 teams in the NFL that have made the playoffs each of the last 3 years. There'd be a lot of teams that would love to be where the Steelers are right now.
No doubt about that. On the other hand, if they lose, their past five seasons will be 10-8, 10-8, 10-8, 9-8, and 9-7-1, and that ain't the standard that you guys set a long time ago, Hokie.
Sure.
That would be one response to that, they do keep giving themselves kicks at the can, right?
You're right, and this, you talk about all these streaks, 0-6 on the road for the Texans. They've won 9 in a row coming in. The Steelers haven't won a playoff game in 9 years or whatever the case. 22, 23 in a row at home on Monday. All these streaks, one of them is going to end.
I think it's a toss-up. I think this game is as good a guess as you can give it. I think it's a toss-up. I think they're hot. I think this defense is going to give the Steelers offense fits. I think this young offensive line is going to have a day of growth. These guys are fast. They're physical. They're tenacious on the defensive line. I think that, DK Metcalf coming back, yes. But, I mean, really the reality is that when you start lining up Lassiter against him one-on-one, he's an all-pro kind of guy. And then you have the other guys that are going to line up and take away, clamp down, whatever they got to do. I just see this being a very difficult day for the Steelers offense. But I think they're going to pull it off and they're late in the fourth quarter.
Hokie, do they have to win a playoff game, in your opinion, to make it a successful season?
I think in their eyes, I'm looking at it through a Steeler, and there's no question. I think in Mr. Rooney's eyes, I think that they won the division. That's a big thing. They're in the playoffs again, home playoff game. That's a big deal to the Rooneys. I'm sure they'd love to keep winning and going on, but I think winning the division and having a home playoff game is a successful season. Are there things they want to tweak? Are there areas they want to get better? There's no question. But I think that they would. I think in the East suite of the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think that they would be happy with this season.
Do you think it matters how they play that playoff game? In other words, if it's a close game, overtime, crazy, or a blowout, does it matter, you think, one way or the other?
I think it does. I think that's a good question, Pop. I think it does matter. I think style points matter in this game if you lose. If you get blown out, I think it could change. But I think if it's a hard-fought game and it's a missed field goal or they lose by a score, I think Tomlin gets re-upped and they keep going. Listen, there were two times in this season that they were left for dead. Everybody wanted to just, shove Tomlin out of the city. And they came back. And I remember I just watched the other day the press conference and they asked him what gave him confidence that they were still going to be able to turn this thing around. He said, just watch. Just watch.
He did say that. He did say that. But let me just clarify. In your opinion, do they have to win this game to make it a success? Because I ask because I think it's a fair question, but also,
I'm playing both sides, Stark.
Okay. Okay. For you guys, it certainly wouldn't have been good enough, right? Any time you guys were on the field,
I think as a player
then,
or anything, it's a Super Bowl or bust. When I played, it was Super Bowl or bust. Right? Okay. It was always about lifting the Sticky Lombardi. Right? Okay. I think I'm talking about in the players' eyes, it's not a success. They want to win it all. I think if you're looking on the East suite, they want to win the Super Bowl, but I think winning the division and getting in the playoffs and having a playoff game, it's a successful season.
One other question about the mindset you guys used to have, and I wonder if these guys are going in with the same. I may have even asked you this, but I used to ask guys like Ferrier, Polamalu for sure. I remember Polamalu saying, we go into these games against the Ravens back then, for example, saying in our meeting rooms, we need to outplay their defense. We're not on the field with their defense, but if we outplay their defense, we're going to win the game. Do you think that's what they're saying nowadays or this week?
I don't know what they're saying, but I'll tell you right now, that defense was different. I was last night, I'll tell you, my kids were over at the house last night and we were watching on YouTube highlights of that 2008 season, defensive highlights. It was a different team, man. I mean, everybody was flying to the football. There were people getting their helmets knocked off. The line of scrimmage was so stout. There were three or four guys peppering a running back, a receiver when they had the ball. I mean, sacks and turnovers and Ryan Clark nailed he hit somebody so hard he I put him in the stretcher.
Willis McGahee.
It was against I can't remember, but I'm telling you right now, that defense was different. I think this defense is starting to believe, though. I think they've come off a good game against the Ravens, and they have something to build on. To me, this game's going to come down to Aaron Rodgers. Does he wake up in the morning and does he feel good? He's 42 years old. If he wakes up and he's sore and he's feeling a little off physically, that impacts you mentally. But if he wakes up and he feels like he talked about in his press conference how he felt on Sunday when he got up and when he went to the stadium and when he went on the field at 2:20 in the game, if he feels that way, Steelers win.
Bob, do you have a final question for the last of the Hokanians?
No, other than the fact that I think this game is going to not be as close as people think. I've thought that all along. I just think Aaron Rodgers, given what he's doing right now, how they believe in him and how he believes in them, you know, there's something to be said for that.
You think a blowout win, Bob?
I didn't say blowout, but I said I don't think it's going to. Like, I'm at this point, I'm thinking about scores because everybody asks about scores. I'm probably leaning towards something like Steelers 21-13, something like that, that kind of game. And I think there will be a defensive touchdown in that game. But as far as Aaron Rodgers, I just think that it's so important to have your best player, who's your quarterback, believe that he can get the job done and instill that on other players. I do believe that. And I think Stroud, while he's emerging as that guy, still doesn't have that same kind of cachet. So I think Rodgers, you know, discounting the Cleveland game, has been really good over the last how many games. He hasn't thrown an interception since November the 9th. He protects the football. He doesn't make those kinds of mistakes that can turn everything around. So that's why I like them.
Thank you, Hokie.
Man, great time, man. Hopefully we can do it again, right? Hopefully.
Tell Lincoln
either way, we'll do it again.
He looks
hungry
back there. I think you better feed him.
Hopefully.
He's down. I have a little weight room. I have a nice size weight room right below this office. And at 11 o'clock when I came on, he had my whole house shaking. He had the radio going so loud, his music, working out, getting ready to go to Pitt. And I called him and said, my boy, I love that you're on there. I love you getting after it. But turn that music down, man. I got to go to work.
Or what kind of music was it?
I was, whatever. I mean, he does an assortment. Sometimes you'll hear country down there. Sometimes you'll hear heavy metal. Sometimes you'll hear some 80s stuff. It's all over the place. Where did he learn that song? Where did he hear that from?
By the way,
but it's a good
now
mix.
That you have six-pack abs, I thought you were supposed to bring Starkey in there to get you, you know, get him prepared.
Haven't gotten the invite yet, Bob.
This
kind of like
season.
To your
this
house.
This off-season. Yeah, this off-season. You can come to my house. I'd love for you to come to my house.
All right. Thank you, Hokie.
See you, Chris.
I appreciate you guys, man.
All right, you have
Let's
a great
get
one.
It.
Have a good weekend.
What a man he is, huh, Bob?
Yeah, he's in good shape, boy. He does. And his I tell you what, he's got
in good shape.
His Lincoln is a very special player, I think. He's going to be good for Pitt.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat. throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.